Okay, next question is Johnny, Johnny. Last name is Denton, Denton. Chief complaint, headache. Number one, cough. Next one is congestion. Next one is sore throat. Next one is headache. Next one is chills. Next one is nausea. Next one is vomiting. Next one is diarrhea. Next one is leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is dizziness. Next one is palpitation. Our patient is a 49-year-old gentleman. He works on high voltage wiring, but he's a supervisor now. Most recently, he's had a back surgery. He came down with above mentioned symptoms for the past 3 to 5 days. Period. Has had minimal nausea and vomiting. Has had some diarrhea and leg pain. Period. The only issue he has is pain medication. He takes hydrocodone, Motrin for his failed back syndrome. Has had a history of back surgery. Medical problems. He has sleep apnea. Wears a CPAP. And has overactive immune system causing psoriatic arthritis. And he's on biologic. Blood work is up to date because the biologic he takes. Social is married, 24 years. They have children. Three children. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis. Surgery, 360 surgery, as he calls it, on his back. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, no drug allergy. Family history, positive for hypertension, diabetes, no colon cancer. He weighs 256 pounds, 90%, 98.6, 1695 pulse, 128 over 68 heart, positive, small positive, two lungs. Clear abdomen, soft TMs. Red, posterior pharynx is red, and inflammatory non-focal skin shows no rash or mucosa with any lesion. Number one, COVID test is positive, strep is negative, flu A and B are negative. Number two, chest x-ray shows evidence of possible early COVID pneumonia. Number three, Decadron, 8 milligram. Decadron, 8 milligram, Brocephanogram now. Number four, because of his abdominal symptoms, we looked at his abdomen. No abnormalities were seen except for fatty liver. Number five, palpitation caused us to look at his echocardiogram on him today. He has RVH consistent with the sleep apnea. Next one is sleep apnea. Next one is lower extremity and upper extremity pain related to COVID. Next one is no sign of DVT noted. Next one is lots of lymphadenopathy seen in his neck on a soft tissue exam. Next one is thyroid within normal limits. Next one is prostate looks borderline enlarged with symptoms. Next number, if it develops chest pain or shortness of breath, to go to the emergency room. Next one is Paxlovid. Next one is Bromfit DM given. Next number, come back if he has chest pain or shortness of breath. As I explained, next one is aspirin, 81 milligram for the next 10 days. Next one is vitamin D for the next 10 days. Next one is patient is given instruction before leaving the office. Thank you.